This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. July 7th deadline for comments to DNFSB about LANL plutonium operations. Public comments about the safety of the plutonium facility at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, are due to the Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board on Friday, July 7th. CCNS prepared sample public comments you can use to craft your comments. Please submit them to hearing at dnfsb.gov. The board held a public hearing in Santa Fe on June 7th about reducing the risk of current and future plutonium inventories at LANL's plutonium facility. It is the only place in the United States where plutonium triggers, or pits, for nuclear warheads are manufactured. It is located in wildfire and seismic zones above regional surface and groundwater drinking water supplies. Operations began in 1978 but have been down for almost 3 years due to radiation criticality issues. Nevertheless, the president proposed a $180 million budget increase to ramp up manufacturing. The frequency of accidents and incidents at LANL is increasing. In April, a fire involving plutonium occurred in the plutonium facility. A worker was burned. In May, hazardous waste was shipped to Colorado for treatment with an inaccurate description of its acidic characteristics. And last month, plutonium was shipped by commercial air cargo in improper containers, which are not designed to withstand pressure changes, to two DOE sites, one in South Carolina and the other in California. Such shipments must be shipped by ground transport. The potential harm could have been much greater than what occurred. Nevertheless, these events are not quote-unquote normal, and the public should not become comfortable with them. These events and others are documented in the excellent five-part Nuclear Negligence series by the Center for Public Integrity. The series documents a quote-unquote litany of mishaps that have harmed workers, while the contractors who manage and operate the DOE nuclear weapons facilities annually reap millions of dollars in performance bonuses. Journalist Patrick Malone and R. Jeffrey Smith described the cycle of abuse that has been created by the lack of proper DOE oversight of the contractors that manage the 10 sites across the country. Bonuses are awarded based on contractor performance, which in many cases places worker health and safety at risk in order to accelerate work in order to gain the bonus. And if whistleblowers come forward to complain, DOE will reimburse the contractors for trying to silence the brave workers. The cycle perpetuates itself to the detriment of downwind and downstream communities of these facilities and the American taxpayer, who is paying once, twice, and sometimes three times for the mishaps of DOE and its contractors. To view the testimony of the DOE and LANL officials at the board's public hearing, please visit dnfsb.gov. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.